The key to being happy is knowing you have the power to choose what to hold on to and what to let go of. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we get some very actionable tips from Aristotle on how to be happier in life. Enjoy.
Okay, everybody, today we're going to be talking about your friend and mine, Aristotle. Aristotle was, of course, the most famous student of the philosopher Plato, who was, in turn, the most famous student of the philosopher Socrates. This is probably the most incredible chain of teachers and students in the whole history of philosophy. Aristotle wrote on a wide array of subjects. He wrote about physics, metaphysics, ethics, politics, rhetoric, and poetry, zoology. Aristotle was a prolific polymath. But there's one thing, perhaps above all, that we can learn from him. Aristotle can teach us how to be happy. At the beginning of his Nicomachean Ethics, Aristotle walks us through his theory of ends. This is what we call teleology, the study of things in terms of their purpose or ends. And Aristotle says to us, look at every action, every craft, every decision, every pursuit, every line of inquiry. All of those actions we undertake in the pursuit of some good. So this is to say that everything you do, everything we do because we are pursuing some goal, some good, some end for which we do the thing. For example, I might exercise so that I can be healthy or fit. If I'm a carpenter, the goal of carpentry is the production of houses or furniture. The goal of watching Dr. Moore on YouTube is so that I can learn things. So I'm pursuing the good of education. Now, there are all kinds of different goods. Health, prosperity, education, security, pleasure, amusement, rest, honor, fame. All of these are goods. And all of our actions, every single one, is aimed at achieving or acquiring some good, some choice-worthy end. But here's where things get interesting. Aristotle asks, well, why do we pursue those ends? Why do we want health, education, money, fame, nice furniture, clothes? What is the end for which we pursue all of these other ends? Aristotle says, we do all of these things. We do everything in order to be happy. Just think about this for a second. Why are you watching this video?
Good question.
Quiet, you. So why are you watching this video? You're watching it because you want to learn something about Aristotle. Why do you want to learn something about Aristotle? Maybe you're trying to do well in a particular course because you want a good grade. Because you want to do well in school. Maybe you want to graduate from university. Why do you want to graduate from university? Well, maybe I want to do that to get a job. Why do you want a good job?
To make money.
Why do you want to make money? So you can buy stuff, buy a house, go places, travel. Why do you want those things? Because I think those things will make me happy. Exactly. Because you want to be happy. Aristotle thinks we can understand all of our activities in this way. Every decision we make, every choice we make, every action we undertake, we do because we think it will lead us to happiness. Maybe you brush your teeth because you don't want to have bad breath. And you don't want to have bad breath because you want to be able to talk to your friends and coworkers. You don't want them to be repulsed by you. And you don't want them to be repulsed by you because you want them to be your friends. And why do you want them to be your friends? Because having friends makes you happy.
Wait a second.
Hold on. This can't be right. Because if Aristotle, if everything I do, if all of my earthly endeavors are directed towards happiness, if every decision, every action in my life I do in order to be happy, why am I so unhappy? This is an interesting question. And the answer is somewhat troubling. So it seems that just because we do everything in order to be happy doesn't mean that we are guaranteed happiness. And so the implication here is that there are some activities, some actions, some decisions, some lines of inquiry that will lead to happiness, and there are others that will not. There are some choices, some decisions that are better than others. This leads us to an uncomfortable insight. You can be wrong about what makes you happy. This makes a lot of students and readers of Aristotle very uncomfortable. Quit trying to tell me how to live my life, Aristotle. Human beings often want things that ultimately make them unhappy. We can make mistakes. We can be wrong about what will make us happy. Now, this means that what makes you happy as a human being is not entirely up to you. Sure, some things may be open to choice. How do you spend your free time? Do you like watching movies or playing golf or going to concerts? Those things might be up to you. But for Aristotle, many of the fundamental things, the most important things, are not subject to choice. You don't so much decide what will make you happy as much as you learn what will make you happy. Now, Aristotle is not saying there is only one way to live. He would, of course, recognize there are people who want to be doctors and people who want to be painters. There are people who want to live in big cities and there are people who want to live in the country. There are all kinds of different people. And there are different things that will make those people happy. That is true. But Aristotle believes that in certain respects, certain fundamental respects, we are the same. All of us. City dwellers, country dwellers, doctors, painters, whoever. So in the same way certain things make us all sick and certain things make us all healthy, certain things make us all happy, and certain things make us all unhappy. So the question that confronts us then is, what actions will actually lead to happiness? And Aristotle will spend the rest of the Nicomachean Ethics working this out. But essentially, Aristotle says we use our reason to think about the human goods. And remember, there's all sorts of human goods. For example, education, shelter, delicious cheeseburgers, all of those things are goods. They're things you might want. And as we consider those human goods, we think about the actions that are necessary to acquire them or experience them. And you can then maybe see how mistakes begin to enter the equation. What if we think that cheeseburgers are a superior good to shelter, and so we spend all of our time and money trying to acquire more and more cheeseburgers? Now, obviously, that's an absurd example, but you can think of more commonsensical ones, like, what if you think sex is more important than friendship? Or if you think playing hockey with your friends is more important than spending time with your children? We can make mistakes about what the best goods are or what actions are necessary to acquire those goods. And again, Aristotle believes the highest human good, the thing we want more than anything else, is happiness. And he's going to argue, he's going to try to persuade us that the actions, the activities that most consistently lead us to happiness are acts of virtue.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.